Well, gentlemen, Solo Man here. And just an added thing about this. Kim Potter, the police femon, had accidentally shot a young man with a real gun instead of a taser. Now that they've found her guilty, there's a sentencing phase, of course. And the sentencing could be up to 15 years, but of course she's a femon. She won't get anywhere near that. But she will be out in a very short space of time anyway. But even so, the other femons in the police force will get the message. And they may reconsider being in the police force, especially on the front lines. And you may see an exodus of the police femons leaving the police force. Because although all femons say they want equality, they really don't. They're all used to using the pussy pass, and if that's not going to work, then they're out. Because that's too much equality for them. But this is just my personal opinion. And I don't believe femon should be in the front lines of the police force, or the military, or the fire brigade, or the RNI. Because nobody can deny that femons are emotional, which makes them react differently under pressure. And you can call me misogynist or whatever you want to call me. I just deal in facts. I just say the truth. Because the femons are putting themselves in danger by being there and putting their partners in danger. And no matter what they want to say, a femon is usually not as strong as a man, usually, mentally or physically. And how many femons' lives will be ruined or lost until the powers that be actually realize that? There's nothing wrong with femons being in the military, the police, the fire brigade, or whatever, just not on the front lines. I mean, they must have known something was wrong when they had to lower the standards to get the femons in. It's all very well these governments checking boxes, but these are people's lives. I mean, do you think that Kim Potter, whatever happens, is going to have a normal life again? And I watched Kim Potter giving evidence, and to me, she never should have been in the front line in the first place. Anyway, that's just my thoughts, and my beard thoughts, and I'm going to have another one. So you probably won't get another video from me tonight, because I'll probably pass out. You take it easy, people.